Obviously the start of the season for you was filled with a whole lot of joy off the ice, but coming in, how do you told us it was going to take a day or two. How much of did you feel out of sync those first few games?
I would say probably the first period against Ottawa, I felt, just slow, I guess, in regards to just processing the game. Felt I settled in after that first period. Thought I had a pretty strong game. The Edmonton game, I thought I played well. Unfortunate penalty there to kind of give them a chance to get a win at the end. Just trying to catch myself from not falling. So I, invert and high stick, but I don't think that's a reflection of how that game went. I thought I played pretty well. And again, the following night against Edmonton, thought I played a strong game. I felt like I was in a good groove. Game against Vancouver was, a bit of a bump in the road, but those happen. And I thought the Calgary game was just okay. So, I guess a mixed bag. I thought yesterday was a good game. I guess now that we're, six games in there. I would say a mixed bag. I'd like to be a little more consistent to start the season. I think there's still a lot more in my game that I can give, and it's just going to be continuing to building towards that. And I think, I just tried to take it game by game and, focus on the positives. And I thought last game there was a lot of positives. So we'll go with that.
We'll go next to Paul Friesen from the Winnipeg Sun. Go ahead, Paul.
Dylan, did you expect more of a hard hitting series against Calgary? And if you did, why do you think it hasn't been so far?
Hey, we're only halfway through this series, so we'll see what happens. I think the games have been spirited. I think guys are really worried about getting the wins right now and, focusing on whistle to whistle. I think both teams are playing hard and, both teams are forechecking hard. And, maybe there's not huge, huge hits and huge scums and stuff like that. But I think, I think everybody realizes how important these points are. And, with a limited schedule and playing the same team, I think we're just focused on getting the wins and, we'll take care of any excess things that happen throughout the game.
We'll go next to Kelly Moore from CJOB. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, Dylan, I know penalty killing is more than just one player, but how much pride do you take in that your return to the lineup has kind of coincided with the penalty killing unit having a little more success in getting you out of Dutch?
Well, I take a lot of pride in it personally, and I don't think I'm the resulting factor in that by any means. I just try to play my part. I think our goaltenders have done an amazing job on the penalty kill. I think our forwards have done an exceptional job blocking shots and just deterring a lot of shots from the top, forcing plays, shots from the flanks where we feel very comfortable in our PK with shots coming from the flanks. So, for me, I take a lot of pride in it. Anytime you can play power play or PK, it's a great opportunity to generate some, the change in the game and get something going for your team. So I'm happy to play that role. It's something that I really take a lot of pride in, and I just try to do what I can to, obviously keep the puck out of our net and, get the kill and get us going.
And we'll go back to Jason Bell from the Free Press. Go ahead, Jason.
You alluded to a pretty solid game last night. And, and obviously we knew Paul would, there'd be times when there'd be some shuffling the deck of defensive pairings. What did you like about what you two accomplished last night?
Well, I just liked how we played hard and we played simple. I thought we won a lot of battles in the D zone. I don't think too many times we got rolling in D zone coverage a lot. I felt like, we were hard on their guys. And I think Stan and I did a good job of just keeping it simple and getting up to our forwards and just playing a solid game. So Stan's had a great start here to his NHL career and happy to be able to give him some guidance along the way, but he's definitely going the right direction, and anything I can do to help him, I will.
And final question to Paul Friesen from the Sun. Go ahead, Paul.
10 games in, I'm just curious how you think the lack of fans is affecting teams and games.
I can't speak for obviously everybody on our team. I know it's still a very weird feeling, especially here at home in Winnipeg. We have an amazing fan base and maybe not the biggest arena in the league, but definitely one of the loudest. And It definitely gives you a boost, and not having that, when there's a great opportunity or even a goal, you get excited on the bench and then it's just kind of quiet and it's a little weird still, but we're just happy to play, and we know our fans are obviously cheering us on the TV, and we hope real soon that we can have them in here because they're an amazing boost. And I remember every time as an away team coming into this building was always a tough game, and partially because of the fans, it was a big part of it. So hopefully, the world can get right and we can get our fans back.